Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. I've got lots of little things on my mind this week. So if you don't mind, I thought I'd do a little casually baked brain dump. Care to join me?
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one toke. I'm gonna feed you a meal from...
First, let's chat Netflix. Have you seen Disjointed yet? It's one of the latest Netflix original series starring Kathy Bates. Now, I've only had time to watch the first four episodes, but so far, I'd consider this the first truly mainstream cannabis sitcom. The characters are over-the-top cannabis culture stereotypes, but you know that's typical for sitcoms. The obnoxious stoner couple in Disjointed, Dank and Dabby, oh my god, they make me cringe watching them. The actors are fucking on point, but they represent the part of the cannabis culture that I'm trying to get folks to avert their eyes from, and instead focus on the majority of us who are highly responsible, articulate professionals. Carter, the security guard in Disjointed, he's ex-military suffering from PTSD. There are technicolor outtakes of his thoughts that he's hiding from the staff that are an interesting mashup in the show. I'll be honest with you though, me watching Disjointed is like a professional rock climber watching Vertical Limit. I need to be really high to enjoy myself. Being casually baked helps me suspend judgment of the non-realistic things about it and appreciate that the culture is moving mainstream. Bonus! I've enjoyed seeing Kathy Bates as Ruth Whitefeather Feldman and think that her star power will get some non-cannabis supporters to at least take a peek at our culture. I consider that a win. Baby steps, my friend. We gotta count them. So if you haven't checked it out yet, add Disjointed to your Netflix watch list and puff puff, pass it on. Another hot topic on my brain this week is masking the odor of weed smell. So my living situation is on the rocks because I'm old school and I like to smoke flower and the odor is upsetting my landlord upstairs.
Okay, pause.
Landlord? What the fuck? That word is so aggressive. I rent space from someone and I have to call them my landlord. Surely in 2017, there's a better word out there that I'm just blanking on because I'm casually baked.
Somebody, anybody help me.
The landlords got teenagers and my pot smoking is causing some issues. I spent time online checking out alternative living situations this week. I mean, living in close proximity to two hormonal teenagers isn't my idea of a good time anyway, and I'm definitely not going to change myself, my routine, or my career over it. I don't know how many of you have actually looked at rental opportunities in San Francisco lately, but it's not good. It's so not good, I'd actually call it frightening. I mean, it's so not good that I changed my Google search from rental property SF to smoke odor eliminator. And I'm happy to report I found a couple of products on the market that diffuse cannabis smoke odor, but they're handheld devices that you blow into. Like when you're at the doctor checking your lung strength. I don't want that for every day. I mean, that's great to toss into my stash bag for a road trip or to use in a hotel room or a public bathroom in an emergency situation. But at my home, when I'm just fucking getting casually baked every time I smoke, no way, man. So, last night, I finally pulled the trigger on an air purifier, and I also purchased some charcoal air purifying bags. I'll check back in and let you know how they're working in case you're dealing with a similar situation. Or maybe you just want to be more respectful of the person or people you share airspace with. Pot smokers are already considered nice people, but doing something like that? Shit. Mindful as fuck. You'll totally be appreciated. Another big thing that's been on my mind lately is this idea of stretching. And I don't mean in the bendy yoga sort of way. I'm talking more mind ninja MacGyver kind of stuff. As a creative and entrepreneur, I'm constantly dreaming, creating, and testing with these hopes of building something amazing to solve problems and make people happy. It's easy and frustrating to get stuck leaning on the belief that it takes money to make dreams a reality. Being the sort of person that's always trying to buck the system, I have firmly stated to anyone who'll listen that I'm going to be a different kind of entrepreneur, one that doesn't have to suffer or sacrifice or sell my soul to be successful. I refuse to put in regular 12-hour workdays. My mind is set that I can be happy and free while creating a business and life I'm proud to share. But the old adage, it takes money to make money, has rolled off of my tongue for as long as I can remember, which is a complete contradiction to what I want my reality to be. A few months back, I decided to stop straddling the fence. I decided to use the resources I currently possess and put myself out there, which is what led me to creating this podcast. After all, I have a degree in broadcasting, and it doesn't cost me a dime to open my mouth and rattle on about shit that excites me. And through my crave to create more from less, I stumbled onto a book I want to share with you. It's called Stretch: Unlock the Power of Less and Achieve More Than You Ever Imagined. The author, Scott Sonenshine, I believe is how you pronounce it. He is an award-winning researcher and is the Henry Gardner Simmons Professor of Management at the Jesse H. Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University.
Jesus, Jesse.
These academics have insanely long titles that I clearly have trouble pronouncing.
And how does that even fit on a business card?
But I digress. So Sonenshine teaches courses in organizational behavior, change, and leadership. And his book, Stretch, explores the science of resourcefulness as a means to success and satisfaction. And it challenges the idea that more money, more time, bigger teams, and bigger budgets are the only way. For a bootstrapping entrepreneur like myself, this is the sort of big talk that gets me all juiced up. But it also kicks my personal wheels in motion when I settle in for my afternoon reefer recap. And today I was thinking that the concept of stretching is really relevant for folks uninformed or new to cannabis. Making the decision to think outside of the proverbial box for solutions to pain or stress management, that's difficult for a lot of people. It's human nature to hit cruise control until there's an object in the roadway. Maybe it's cancer. Maybe it's opioid abuse or addiction. Or an alcohol crutch that's getting worse. Whatever it is, cannabis is one of those resources that the average Joe will overlook. And we both know that I am not the average Joe, and neither are you. So, be a mind ninja. Think outside the box, and if you're nervous to experiment with cannabis, I'm here to help. Check out casuallybaked.com. If you're looking for cannabis class opportunities, or maybe you want to give me feedback or tips. I take constructive criticism fairly well, if I do say so myself. And if you're willing to share your personal experience engaging with me and Casually Baked, I'd love to hear what you think. Your interaction enables me to better support you while cultivating a responsible and lighthearted cannabis community.
Help me help you.
Let's Jerry Maguire this bitch, guys. Come on. Ask me your canna questions through the website, and I'll share answers with the tribe. Because trust me, you're not the only one who's curious about that. Let's change the cannabis culture together. Knowledge is power, people. And you know what to do with it. That's right. Puff, puff. Pass it on. You got your place fixed
up nice. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. Together, yes, it's high time. We had a high time together. Yes, it's high
time. So, I'm known for giving unsolicited advice. And if you're still sticking around, then you're gonna get some. It's important to reflect on the areas of our life where we feel stuck or trapped or uninspired and find clever ways to stretch. If you need a kick in the pants or a spark to forge ahead on something in your life, and you don't mind a bit of technical speak, you should pick up or download Stretch. I'll include the details in the show notes on my website, casuallybaked.com/blog. Love your guts.